Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're back. Today is Monday, September 17th, 2018, in case you forgot, because you might be on another planet or something.
Seriously.
Right? Or if you fell asleep for a while, then it is 2018, although it's going to be over soon.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah. I'm seeing pictures here of dogs stuck in the shelters where the storm is, you know, like 5 feet of water or something, and these animals are just like,
I don't want to know.
It's so scary, man.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
I know. It's like you try not to think about anything, you know. 20 people died already.
I know, that's
from
crazy.
The storm. And it's crazy, man. I mean, it's everything they said it would be, you know. And I don't understand the people that stayed behind. A lot of them regretting it now.
Yeah.
You know. So, good thing we don't live in areas like that, you know?
Well, don't jinx us, because we're still in an area where shit can get fucked up real quick.
It can, but yeah. Not from rain.
Not from rain, no. Unless a tsunami comes and wipes everybody out, so.
Yeah. Well, looks like I'm going to be getting some of my rain, because I'm going to be going out of town in a few days. And apparently, I'm going to Portland, Oregon, and then doing a road trip there. So apparently, as the day gets closer, the weather is adjusting, or the forecast is being adjusted.
For Portland.
Right.
Yeah, and it's raining.
Yeah, so it's going to be raining most of the time. I love rain, but you know, when you go on a vacation.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. What can you do, you know?
I feel like you're like jinxed with weather.
That's true, right?
Yeah, this is the second trip you plan, and it just.
Yeah, but that was Hawaii. I didn't want to be in the rain and clouds. But here, you sort of expect it, you know?
Right.
But it's also, don't forget, I'm not going to be only in that city. I'm going to be driving out of there, too.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the flight, of course.
I know.
But, you know, I had actually, there was a stop in Seattle flying there. And I was really irritated. I'm like, God, I got to be in two planes, you know, and it takes longer.
Why wouldn't you just get nonstop?
Because they didn't have it, okay? It's like they didn't have any because, I don't know, it wasn't open wherever I was looking for.
Oh, my God, then, I could never. Because Portland is not like it's like going to the East Coast where it's like a layover kind of makes sense.
Right, you know?
But even at that, I would never, like going back to Boston, I would never do a layover.
Right.
Well, nonstop. I can't go up, then back down, then up, then back down. I can't do that twice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But so somehow by accident, I found out that they actually have direct flights from Burbank here, which I didn't think they did, on Alaska Air. I only checked on Southwest.
Alaska Air is what used to be Virgin, correct?
No.
Yeah, they bought Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, no. But then I'm thinking Alaskan Air must be just as good as Virgin if it's the same.
Well, no, Alaska Air is known as a pretty good airline.
Yeah, they bought Virgin America.
Really?
And that was like the
only. They
seem
to be smaller than Virgin. How is that possible?
No, they're bigger.
Oh, Virgin America. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up, but you're probably right.
So even if you type in virginamerica.com to like book tickets, it'll say welcome to Alaskan Air.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I found a much shorter flight direct from Burbank rather than LAX. So I'm good.
Oh, so you canceled the direct flight.
Yeah.
I mean the
indirect flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I canceled, rebooked, and now I'm good. And now we'll see. You know, the only thing is I made a mistake of booking a hotel for the entire trip in Portland, but I may not be there. We were talking about this.
Right.
You said, what, are you going to go back every time? And I thought about it, and I thought, you're right. You know, I mean, I don't want to be tied down to having to come back every night.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So
I would just go with the flow.
I cancel the hotel, and then I'm going to start, you know.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
I'll reserve them every day or something. You know,
I mean, that's what you're going to have to do if you're road tripping.
Right. But, yeah. So it's funny, you know, when I first get up in the morning, when I get out of bed, I get a lot of thoughts like rushing in, right?
Right.
And I think it overwhelms me. So every time I get up, I'm like, no, I'm not going to go on a trip. I don't want to go on a trip. It's too much of a hassle. do this, do that.
I would do anything to be going home this week.
I know, but, you know, so, but then I wake up and everything and it's all good. So I should never make decisions when I'm half asleep.
No.
But, yeah, so, you know,
you need to stop being so indecisive. No, flights are like $500.
Really? Mm-hmm. You haven't earned any miles, any points?
No.
Maybe someone could give you there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you were speaking to your dad, he probably would have sent you a ticket.
He would have bought me a ticket, yeah. Right? But my mom, I called Gabby about that, and he was like, no, Dad's completely all set with you. I'm like, this is getting out of control.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. Like, it's almost going to get to a point where when you decide to come back in my life, I'm not going to be fucking with you at all.
Right. Well, I have a similar situation with my son.
How easy it is to, like, ruin a great relationship.
It is. It
over
is.
Something that, like, is nothing.
It's
at the
nothing.
End of the grand scheme of things. That means you're so, like, into yourself.
Right.
And that you're willing to ruin your relationships with not only me, but his son, too.
Right.
So, whatever. Yeah. I'm not fucking with him right now. And I'd rather not ask him.
Yeah,
and
you
stay
don't
here.
Want to ask him
yeah.
for anything, right? But, yeah, over the weekend, my son left. I had him move out. But I'm
so
not going to get
go?
Into the details. To his mom's probably for a few days until he figures out what to do.
And the cat?
Going
to run away?
Yeah, no. Well, he's just going to keep him in a room or something, you know, in his room, rather than let him roam around. In my apartment, it was okay to let the cat
yeah,
roam,
right,
destroy
right.
everything and shit. But so I'm not going to get into the details because it was pretty grim. But I have a feeling I'm not going to hear from him in years.
Oh, really? It ended yeah. that way?
Yeah, it's like a divorce almost.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean,
it started from nothing, but he let it escalate. So
well, I mean, and I told you from what you showed me that that's unacceptable. I mean, that's
right,
just
yeah.
crossing a line. I mean, I've been disrespectful to my parents. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's been some fights I've had with my mom where I'm surprised she didn't clock me in
really?
The face. Yeah.
But you were probably younger, too,
I
right?
I was around his age, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, when I flew home for Christmas, there was a couple of times where me and her went at it. That's when I knew I was like, I have to come back to L.A. Wow. Like, I love my family so much, but I can't live with my mom. Mm.
I told him, I said, you can't live with your parents and you shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, at a certain age, especially when you become who you are and, like, you're in your personality, it's sometimes that personality doesn't mix well with your parents, even
right.
though they raised you well, even though they love you.
Right.
Sometimes it's just not a good mix with your parents. Like, me and my mom are fine now because we FaceTime, like, once a month.
Okay.
But like, if I lived with her, we wouldn't be cool.
Right.
Like, it was to the point, if I hadn't moved to LA, me and her probably would have no relationship.
Really?
Mm, it was getting to wow. that point.
Wow.
Even when I was when I went home for Christmas, there was like my last night there, my like dad came over because they were separated at the time, and we like all had drinks and we were kind of partying, and my mom was like, I go, let's make a toast. Like, joking around. I goes, yeah. My mom goes, let's make a toast to you leaving tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. And it just like kind of like put like a damper on everybody's mood. But
yeah.
that's like, if I stay with her for too long, that's the animosity
that's what
happens. Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I've never, ever been like that with my dad until now. My dad has always been like, I can call him whenever,
right.
wherever. Now I can't even fucking
well,
call
he
your
really
ass.
Really hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Get the
maybe
fuck
it wasn't
over
good.
It.
Good, yeah. Maybe you should just fucking tell him, you're great. You're fucking Frank Sinatra, and leave.
But
it
I can't
there.
Lie though.
Right.
It's like not in my. It's like literally you raised me not to be a liar.
Right.
So I'm not gonna lie to you. You know what I mean?
I do, and it's sad though. You know, you raise your kids. I look at their pictures when they were young with tears in my eyes, and I'm like, what's happened to them?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happened. Their mom totally fucking poisoned them, man.
That's like a one-sided situation.
No, but it's everything they say is what she says. And you can tell. I mean, look.
See, I think it's so unhealthy.
I'm not the only one who says this. The people around me, family
right.
and stuff.
But you're not the only one either. There's them. So many relationships like that. And it's so bad for the kids.
Of course.
So bad for the kids. Like,
of
if you
course,
guys don't
you
like
know?
Each other, don't like each other. But don't get the kids involved.
Listen, if the mother raised them.
Right.
Okay. Then she's pretty much responsible for the way they turn
so
out.
So how come you guys didn't joint raise them?
We tried. We did. We sort of.
Like
I
you
mean,
get them on the weekends and she gets them during the week.
Yeah, I would get them a lot. Even during the week when they were young, I would pick them up from school.
Right.
Do homework with them. Things like that.
Right.
You know? But then they grew up and they turned out to be people that I can't even recognize.
Yeah, that's scary. That's really, but it's at least they're you can't recognize them, but they're normal. At least it's not like you can't recognize them and they're like going to a school and blowing that shit up. Because imagine being one of those parents and you have no idea that your kid is like that fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, although there's definitely warning signs, I feel, right? Like there has to be that your kid is just like a little off the Richter scale. Like there's something wrong there.
Right.
I watched this movie. I don't know if you have ever seen it. It's called Let's Talk About Kevin.
About Kevin? No.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I hate my brother for making me watch that. He was like, go upstairs. We had like a family party. He's like, go upstairs and watch this movie. It's not that long. And then come back downstairs and talk to me about it. And it was so fucked up that I couldn't stop watching it. But it's to this day, it's like, I will never forget it. I'll never watch it again, but I'll never forget it. It freaked me out so bad.
Was it like about relationships?
No. So this couple had this son. Mm-hmm. And from like the beginning, like around 2-3 years old, there's something wrong with him. Mm. Like you could tell he had like a very aggressive manner. Like he wouldn't respond to like the mom or the dad being like, I love you. And then it was just like a timeline of him growing up. And like the dad was always working, but the mom was home, and how he would like fuck with his mom. And then he ended up doing a school killing.
Wow.
Yeah. It really messed me up. It really messed me up. But I feel like after that movie, and I don't know if it's based on a true story or what, but there's got to be warning signs.
Yeah.
That there's something wrong with your kid.
Yeah. I think there always are, you know?
Yeah. But like she knew. She was like, there's something wrong with my kid. I think I know it.
But do you know it's going to go that far? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to do? Say, hey, my kid's depressed. Put him in jail or in a fucking institute.
Right. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Every depressed person.
No. But her kid had like aggressive behavior. Right. Like not normal. It's not depressant. Depression. Right. He did not have depression. He was aggressive.
Right.
At like 3-4.
You can't. I would put him up for adoption. Anybody.
I know that's really messed up to say, but I'd probably put him up for adoption.
Yeah. But who would take him?
Somebody. Somebody. Somewhere. I know it's messed up, but like after I watched that movie, I like talked to my brother about it. I go, if my kid was showing that type of behavior, I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't put up with it. Like he'd end up, he tortured the sister, like made her touch like liquid bleach. So she went blind.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the mom was like, you're a fucking psycho. Like just dealing with him for years. Oh, and then he did a school shooting with bow and arrows.
Jeez, what a movie. But yeah, you can't arrest someone for something you think they might do, you know? It just doesn't happen like
but
that.
But how do you deal with that, though? That's the question. Your it's kid is a Looney Tune at like 4 or 5, like how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But when they grow older, it's still hard to deal with them.
Yeah, no. And I know my parents need that sometimes, too. Like, right now, my life is not put together. And I know my dad and my mom, wherever they are just shaking their heads.
Really?
But it's also none of their business. So they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well.
Jeez, man. Families, I'm telling you.
Every family is fucked up, though.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, every family is fucked up. And all the normal families are probably, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre killers. I'm serious. If you can meet someone who says their family is absolutely perfect, they're full of shit or they're in denial.
Right.
Because every family's got someone with an issue or a problem.
Right. Because, you know, people don't get to choose family. So you sort of like...
You're stuck there.
Yeah. And if the psycho's there, then you're dealing with psycho.
Like my family is messed up.
Mine, not so much. On my dad's side, it was... My dad's side.
I feel like there's like a lot of mental health problems in my family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened for my dad's side. And now I have bipolar. My kids have bipolar. So it's just a fucking mess, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to move on because you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a choice. You know, we have that instinct to survive and to live.
Right.
And despite what's going on, you know, so... I'm just really, to me, it's like a divorce because I feel I'm not going to hear from him in a long time. My daughter, I haven't heard from her in a long time. So it just turned out to be shit, you know. And you look yourself in the mirror and you go, well, what have I done wrong?
Right.
But the people around me are saying, you really did a lot for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're totally ungrateful to you and they don't respect you and they You know, so, and I realize that because it's hard to see it from an objective point of view.
Right.
Because you're the father, you know, you want to do everything for your kids regardless. But, you know, you can't be the doormat either. You really can't.
Right.
Because they're not going to, they still won't respect you. Mm-mm. So how do you make a kid respect you, you know? You try to do everything you can and stuff, so he tells me I'm a terrible parent. Because parents are supposed to support their child for the rest of their life. I said, you're not a fucking child.
I'm gonna have to interject there and yes. semi agree
well,
with him.
Why?
Because I feel like it's yeah, there's when your kids grow up, they're obviously supposed to be responsible for themselves, but if in fact your kid needs help, like right. I think that's your responsibility okay. to step in.
We've provided help all the time.
Yeah, but that's like
is,
that's a lifetime.
But it can't be, no,
that's
it's
a lifetime.
Not a lifetime.
Well, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Once you're friggin' an adult,
but that's your opinion.
Okay,
but a lot of people will have his opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
The younger people.
No, I think even if I was
that feel entitled. That's an entitlement.
No.
Thing.
Nobody. Like if Marcellus like turns 29 and needs Gabby's help, like I think she's responsible for that.
No, you can't. It's not it shouldn't be expected. You can help, and many people do, and I have till this last day.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, you gotta and you're not helping the kids by giving
them
money.
I mean, it's a little bit of enabling for sure. Like if your kid has like a gambling problem and you keep giving him money to then go out and continue to gamble. I
no,
mean,
but not gambling. It's just that
no,
not
I'm just
working.
I'm giving an example.
Right.
Yeah. That's just an example. Like if
I'm
your
just
kid
saying not working, man, go fucking get a job. I don't know why I have to work for them. You know, that's what I'm saying.
That's what happens when you have kids.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
it
happens, but it's not right. It's yeah. not, you know. I don't think so at all.
I feel like some people will have your opinion, other people will have his.
Of course. It depends
on
the parent.
That's like a debate.
Until you're a parent, and then you'll change your mind.
Like, if I feel like if I have a kid, I'm going to be responsible for the kid till my last day.
Yeah, but what if they expect it of you when they're fucking 25 years old?
Then they expect it from me.
Really? So yeah. you're going to be working and they'll stay home?
No, I mean, I'll instill morals and responsibilities into them, but if they ever get into a situation where they are like 26, 27 and they're like, fuck mom, like I need help,
well,
I'm
look,
like, all right.
But that's what I'm saying. I never let them stay in a bad position.
Yeah.
I've always helped them, you know, and it's
that's probably what
financial.
He meant by that, though. I don't think he meant anything else.
No, he did. You saw what I showed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because he blamed his birth on me.
Yeah. So I'm saying, is he on his meds?
I think so, but he's probably, yeah.
Because it could be that he maybe stopped taking his meds.
It could be too, but you know, I don't know.
Because I don't know how that works. Like when you're on medication and then you go off, or if you're off and then you go on, if that causes some type of like mood.
No, it just mood. If it doesn't work. I mean, you're taking medication and it's not a good dosage or something, then
right.
it doesn't work, you know.
Yeah,
but no, he's gotten better. It's just that this came out of fucking nowhere, and out of a small thing, he let it
escalate
and explode.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's usually what it is. It's over something so small,
right?
And then it just turns into this big ordeal.
Yeah. Well, so I'm sad. I'm very sad. I need to get away, take a fucking break. The 4 months he's been over at my house has been like a very heavy burden on me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love him to death. I was hoping it'd be a bonding experience.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be everything but.
Yeah.
And, my place is just not big enough for him to bring all his friends and get loud and shit like that.
Right.
And for me, having to watch him not work is hard. I can't do it.
Right.
Can't do it. You know, I mean, I've been working since I was 16 years old, so I can never understand it, but whatever.
It's tough out here to get jobs, let me tell
you. No, I know, but you know what? Like, I told you the other day, I said, you know, when people don't have a choice, they'll take anything,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, but it's up to you. I think being poor is a choice. That's what I think. Not for everybody, but if you're a healthy, able person, you know? So you're just looking at me, hating me, but I know. Well, Give me a reason why not. Why fucking not get any job, you know?
It's hard. It's very hard. Even for jobs that are like paying on a very low scale, it's hard to even get that initial interview.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I think, you know, if you worked at a Starbucks or maybe Starbucks is even that too aiming high because so many people want to work there. But
right.
I don't know. I can't even
and
think
Starbucks
of anything.
And Starbucks is a tough job to have because you have to have like credentials to work there. Like you need to know how to like make that type of stuff.
No, they teach you.
Yeah, but like they usually hire people that have been baristas before to be a barista at Starbucks.
Maybe.
And you can't just be like, I want to work the cash register. You have to know how to make coffee.
Well, true. But look, my daughter hated it and she's still there. So I don't know what, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I feel like that's an easy place to meet the love of your life.
Yeah.
Especially if you work at a regular spot. Right. The same guy comes in like every day.
Exactly. That's how I met my first wife. We had bought a cafe in Encino. My family did.
Yeah.
And she was a hairdresser there, and she'd come in every day
and like get a coffee or something.
Asking my brother about me and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, so she was forward about it.
Yeah, yeah. But I ended up marrying her like a fool.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We need to bring your spirits up today. This is Monday.
I know,
this
right?
is Monday.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's talk about up things now because I'm up.
This
to
is
it.
Getting depressing.
I know.
I'm already depressed. Don't make this worse for me. All right, let's be happy together.
Yeah. So, have you heard of the keto diet?
Yeah.
The craze.
It's like high fats.
High fats, mm-hmm. low carbs, mm-hmm. and everybody swears by it, right?
And I think it actually works. Like I used to hook up with this guy, Vinny, and he's like on the keto diet and he looks like a completely different person now. Like he was chubby when I had sex with him. Now he's looks like he's in shape.
So you think it's the carbs that are responsible?
No,
for
it's the fat.
No, but.
Oh, I don't know.
For getting fat.
I don't know. But the only problem about diets like this is like you cut off the carbs or you eat very little of it. So when you finally decide you want to go back into a carb lifestyle, you're going to blow up like a fucking balloon. Yeah,
that's true.
Like, I could never give up carbs. It's just not going to happen. Like, last night, I cooked steak, vegetables, and I had rice and beans. Like, I'm just
you
never
have
give.
To.
I can't.
I know. I can't eat a steak or vegetables without
something. Like, steak and vegetables, yeah, okay. It's great, but you're still fucking hungry after.
Yeah, something's missing.
Yeah, right? I can't do it.
Can't even eat bread, right?
No, you can't have bread.
Yeah.
I think you can have, like, one or two cheat meals a week.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
can you,
not enough. I need bread all the time.
Me too. I love bread. Bread makes the world go round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But bread's here. There's not a lot of awareness of bread, I think, here. Because let
East
me tell
Coast,
you,
there's so many bakeries.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, not really.
No.
Like back home, they have like Tripoli's where they're making homemade pizza with their own sauce. Like, mm-hmm. have you ever heard of Tripoli's?
No.
Oh my God. If you ever go to Boston, make sure you go to Tripoli's. It has the best. It's like square pizza and they have their homemade sauce. Uh-huh. And you can ask for extra cheese, but they literally will just put like a whole thing of provolone cheese on top of your pizza.
Whoa.
So it's not like the regular.
Right. This is a lot.
So good.
Yeah, yeah.
My sister tweeted a picture of that to me the other day and I was like, fuck you, Gabby. I'm out here starving.
Yeah, how do you give up pizza, right?
Yeah. I haven't had pizza in so long because the pizza out here sucks.
You think so?
The pizza here is trash.
Wow.
Wow is right. If I had to get pizza in California, I'm going to like Pizza Hut. That says a lot about their pizza options.
Come on. You haven't had some of the good ones.
I've had so much pizza. Okay, Barry's.
Don't go with the
Barry's is okay.
But don't go with the chains. Go with the like,
yeah, you
Italian.
Have to go to like restaurants.
Yeah.
Like yeah, Italian. I had John and Vinny's. Didn't like it.
John and Vinny's, never heard of it.
They're like really popular.
Really?
They're in like West Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
One plate of pasta is like $30.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
I've had Barry's here. I will say Barry's is good, but it's just overpriced for me. Like there's a pizza called Lobster Pizza. You need to have it, Sam. It'll change your life. I'm
really?
Not kidding.
I
will say.
But I don't eat lobster though.
It's not lobster. It's shrimp on top of pizza, but it's lobster sauce.
Ah.
Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't like seafood. It's the best thing ever. It like melts in your mouth. Yeah.
So if you don't like seafood, how come you even tried it?
I was shit-faced and my roommate ordered it and was like, do you want to try a slice? And I was like, no, but I was so drunk. I was like, fine. And it was so good. Wow. But it's like $48 for a small pizza.
Are you serious?
$48.
What the fuck?
Dollars.
Who pays that kind of money?
A lot of people.
Really?
Because it's like the only place open after the club. So there's even a wait. Like you'll go and you'll have to like wait for a table. Yeah. It's crazy.
Jeez, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand spending that kind of money on food. You
see,
know?
I don't mind if someone else does it and I'm eating it, but I would never.
Yeah.
Like, I could never. Like, back home, you could get, like, a large, like, two large pizzas for, like, $12.
Yeah.
And it could last you, like, a whole week.
I know, but I can't eat pizza once it gets cold, you know?
See, I can.
Really?
But it, only if it's good.
People, yeah, some people like cold pizza, but not me.
Shitty pizza on the second day? Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
It's got to be piping hot for me, man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I actually ordered pizza and salad here because I had to work all day. So this was delivery, right? They got everything wrong. Ooh. The pizza, you know, they were supposed to put cheese on the crust. They didn't.
Stuffed crust?
No. But they just kind of
sprinkle it.
Sprinkle some Parmesan on it.
Right, right.
So they fucked that up, and then the cheese was kind of like sliding off the pizza, and you know, and you only have
the
sauce.
Where did you order
left.
From?
And this is Marco's, but it's always the best.
I've never eaten.
Yeah, them. There's not that many. There's a few of them, but there's one near me, and it's always the best. And the Greek salad is real good.
I love Greek salad.
So
aroma.
I guess I made a mistake and ordered the regular salad. So, because first I thought they fucked it up. Then I realized that
you
I
fucked
it
up.
On the app, because I ordered through the app. That's why next time just do it by phone, man.
Yeah.
So
but even
I was
by
disappointed
phone sometimes.
With the salad. Disappointed with the salad and the pizza. $25 later, I'm like, eh. I should have drove down to McDonald's.
Oh, God. No, absolutely not. You're better off having a $25 fuck up than going to McDonald's.
Yeah. Do you eat any fast food at all?
I'll do like In-N-Out, maybe Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Other than that, no. Like, even if I'm super shit-faced, I'm not going to McDonald's. I'm not. Like, I'll do Taco Bell once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year. And then when I eat it, I remind myself why I only do this once a year because I think it's so disgusting.
Right. All of them are pretty much, but some are more than others.
Sometimes I'll go to Wendy's for like a junior, what are they called? Frosty.
Oh, really?
I don't like chocolate, but I like their chocolate Frosties. So weird.
Yeah.
They're
so
good.
They got great hamburgers. I like Wendy's.
My sister likes their hamburgers. I can't. I don't like how they look.
What, the square?
Yeah,
who
like,
cares?
I'm not fucking with it. I'm like, ugh, no, def not.
It definitely does not stay square, but once it goes on your bun, come on.
Their chicken sandwiches are decent, but they make me feel sick after.
Really?
Yeah, like I'll love it in the moment, and then within like an hour or two, I'll feel like I want to vomit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be real chicken.
Yeah.
And a lot of places don't use, like McDonald's is not supposed to be real chicken, I guess.
I think it is. It's just ground.
What the fuck does that mean?
Grounded ground?
Yeah, like ground chicken. I've never heard of that. I've heard of ground turkey.
No, listen, they why would they grind it and then they make it into those shapes of
chicken
nuggets? Yeah.
No, if I make chicken nuggets at home, I'm just like cutting up like chicken breast and then breading it.
Right.
I don't grind anything.
No, but how are they going to get those shapes?
You cut them into cubes and then you dip them in flour and then
fry
them.
No, but it's not cubes. It's got like different shapes to it.
Oh, that's right. They do have shapes.
McDonald's
I haven't eaten there in like years. Like years.
No, at McDonald's, they have shapes, but...
I used to be obsessed with their nuggets.
Yeah.
Like obsessed with their sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, really?
Nothing like it. Yeah. And then I was like, reality check, never coming here again.
Yeah. No, if I eat a hamburger, it's at Wendy's and I will get some of the chicken nuggets.
What about In-N-Out though?
In-N-Out, I never want to deal with the lines. I know. To me, it's
so
not
crazy.
Worth it, you know?
They move pretty quickly, though.
They do, but still. But I got to tell you, they open, I think I told you, Chick-fil-A down in Woodland Hills. The fucking place, 24 hours a day, has got like two lanes in the drive-up, and they're always full.
I've never once eaten there.
It's terrible.
Everyone always, like, literally every single day, someone is posting about Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, am I the only person that's never eaten there?
Yeah.
Ever.
Because there's not that many out here.
Yeah.
There's only the one in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And then they open a couple more. But this one, they only opened a month ago. So people are still, like, going based on the reputation, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
It's just the brand. It shows you how strong brands can be where people... Well, stand in line like In-N-Out also for so long for the food. I mean, my God, I would never.
In-N-Out line is long. Shake Shack can be long depending on the day you go. Like on weekends, I feel like it's out of control.
Yeah. You see, we don't have any around here, so I only.
Shake Shack is so good.
Yeah.
Their burgers literally taste like if my dad was at home and he was grilling.
Really?
In-N-Out, I feel like, is more like fast foody to me.
Right.
But I like In-N-Out fries better than I like Shake Shack fries.
Oh. I don't like In-N-Out fries, actually.
Oh, my God. I love them.
Really?
I think they're so unique. And they're kind of salty. And I don't even add the extra salt.
Yeah.
I just like to lick my fingers after. It's so weird.
Yeah, but most fast food places already put the salt in the fries.
Yeah, they put a little bit of salt, yeah. But they always give those little extra packs.
Yeah.
McDonald's has so much salt.
Yeah, McDonald's puts a lot of salt.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't. It's like, go figure, you know? Sometimes there's no salt at all.
I can't eat there for the mere fact that that documentary, he kept the burger and the french fries for 1 year and it looked exactly the same. And I was like, fuck no. Can you imagine what they're putting in that?
I don't know. Was it in the refrigerator? It must have been, right? I mean, it would have rotted in a couple days.
No, it was up on a shelf. Have you seen the movie Supersize Me?
No.
Oh, God.
So he left it on the shelf for a year?
And it looks exactly the same a year later. The burger and the french fries.
No maggots, no...
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I was completely horrified.
Superfood.
They're obviously putting some type of chemical in there.
Probably, yeah. But why would they?
I think, like, for instance, like in Chinese food, they put MSG.
Right.
So you get stuffed really quickly.
Oh.
But then you're like starving. And so you'll eat more or you'll order
more. Is that what the MSG does?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You get stuffed real quick.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was for the flavor or something.
No.
No?
I don't see the point of that. Just let me eat.
Yeah.
Like, why do you get... why do you want me to be stuffed relatively quickly?
It's, yeah, so I don't order a lot.
I know. No, or you want to order more, I guess. Or I don't know how that works.
No, if you're stuffed, you don't want...
Let me just Google that to make sure I'm not sounding like an idiot. Hold on. I could be wrong, folks. Please hold.
Yeah, we could. But this keto diet, man, it's a craze again. But they're saying it's lasted longer than many crazes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this has been going on for like a couple years now, I feel, and it's still a thing. Because most diets...
Only now in the mainstream where people are actually talking about it and hearing about it. Yeah.
Okay, that's like too... the way they just explained that was too complicated for me. So okay. I was like, I didn't understand like one word they just said. I was like, what?
What are you searching? Like, why
did
they...
I said, what is MSG and why do they put it in Chinese food?
Right. Well, that's too long. Just ask them what, you know.
Oh, it's used to enhance flavor.
That's what I said, you see. If maybe it's a side effect of it to feel full or something.
Hmm.
But no, they put it for the flavor.
Oh my God, Chinese food does have like a really good flavor though.
Yeah.
And I don't even like Chinese food, but like every once in a while when I'm at the mall, I'll stop at like the food court and I'll get specifically the Chinese food.
What, like Panda Express or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so popular too, you know. And, but you know, I mean, the foods we eat are really, there's not that great a variety unless you start getting to like international foods.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, a hamburger again, a chicken again, you know, chicken meal or whatever.
Okay, so it just says that MSG leads to excessive glutamate in the brain and excessive stimulation of nerve cells.
Mm. Okay.
That's kind of bad.
So it gives you a euphoria or something.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
I thought it was, so everyone always used to tell me that when they got Chinese food, the MSG would make them full really quickly. And I don't know if that's true or not, or if it's just like a fallacy and people believe it, or Chinese food in general is just filling.
I think MSG is supposed to make you feel like,
like bloated almost.
But it told you that that it makes you kind of like your adrenaline go or whatever in your brain.
Right,
right. Right? So that makes you feel like speedy or something. Mm. And maybe that's why people get tired afterwards when they come off it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the food coma.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people get tired when they eat Chinese.
How come Chinese food has become the signature food for New Year's Eve? Why does everyone eat Chinese food on New Year's Eve?
I don't think on New Year's Eve it's Christmas. On Christmas, because everything is closed except the Chinese because they're not Christian.
Maybe it's Christmas Eve. Yeah. I feel like it was New Year's
Eve. And Christmas Day, too. And Delhi's
also. Oh, my God. I hope no one's eating Chinese food on Christmas Day. If that's the case, your mom and dad needs to step their cooking games up. Or not one single person cooks in your family?
Well,
some people haven't been blessed with that, so I guess that's true.
But not everybody's Christian either. So if you want to go eat out, that's all pretty much you have. And then maybe Delhi's if the Jews are open. you know, the Jewish people. Although we're
Christmas dinner is the absolute best.
Yeah.
I love Christmas so much.
Yeah, Christmas is cool, you know. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow night begins Yom Kippur, mm-hmm. which, do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
That's okay. So it comes 10 days after Rosh Hashanah, which was the new year.
Right.
Right. We talked about that. That was like last week.
That was Monday. Last Monday.
Right. Yeah. Because it started on Sunday night. But so 10 days after that. So these 10 days are considered like the most, they call them the high holidays, because you're being judged, I guess, by God, whether you're going to live another year or not.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's really intense.
That's intense, right? And they teach this to fucking kids, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's
you're
really
supposed,
intense.
So they do all kinds of rituals, like to ask for forgiveness from each other, from God, things like that. You know?
I would like to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah?
Sometimes I want
to
just go in and confess, but like,
yeah,
I don't know any churches that
day.
Do that, though.
They don't do confessions anymore?
Like, when I was back home, when I was like right after my grandmother passed, I wanted to go into a church and confess. And it was like, I couldn't find a single one that would just like, would let me do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
I have so much to confess. I would just feel good if I confessed.
Really?
Everything. Yeah. And then start on a clean slate. I feel like I can't start over until I confess. I've done some pretty fucked up shit in my life.
Yeah, but come on.
No, seriously.
Yeah, no, but you can do it with yourself. You don't have to, talk to a priest to do that.
But why not?
Because what are you going to get out of it?
I don't know. Like, when I feel like if you talk to a priest, you're talking to God through him, you know?
So talk to God.
I talk to
directly.
God all the time.
So do that. Because, you know, the thing is, I don't think a person can really forgive you for something you did to God, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, if you did some kind of a thing where it's opposed to God's commands or something, right? And, I mean, if you want to ask for forgiveness, you got to ask God directly, not a fucking priest.
Mm.
But whatever, you know, I mean, that just makes sense to me.
Right.
But at any rate, so Yom Kippur is a day of atonement, which actually means, you know, a day of like where you get judged, you know?
Yeah.
And I grew up with that tradition because Israelis and Jewish people in general do observe that. It's like the holiest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be working as usual because I can't cancel everybody here. This fucking, you know how many people I'd have to cancel their shows if I want to take Wednesday off for the day? And you're supposed to fast for 24 hours.
Well, that's easy. I feel like fasting.
It is without water or anything?
Oh, no, not without water.
No, without water, nothing.
I feel like I could go a whole day without eating.
Yeah, but.
But I will say.
But the drinking part will.
Yeah, the drinking part, no, because like when you have to fast to get your blood work taken, you're allowed to drink water. And I don't know how I would survive if I couldn't drink water.
Yeah.
You know?
24 hours, it's not the end of the world. You know?
No.
You just give your body a break.
I do get hungry like a lot, though.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm thinking of like what I can eat for lunch. It's only 11. No, it's not even 11. It's 10:40. I'm like, lunchtime.
Yeah. So you're supposed to sort of like make things difficult for yourself on that day, you know? Like not consume entertainment. You don't drive. People don't drive on Yom Kippur. So you walk on the streets in Israel on that day.
I mean, I understand the no driving part.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just maybe, you know, maybe part of the fast is to make you some kind of a... even more pure to connect with the energy.
And maybe more grateful.
You know? I don't, maybe. But it makes you, it sure feels like a sacrifice when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I think that's the point of it. But it's amazing how they created all these rituals and all these religions. You know, it's just amazing to me.
I always think about that, like how there's so many different religions and so many different beliefs everywhere. Like,
mm-hmm. And they all believe... what they all have in common is they believe in superhuman forces or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. That's what unites
everyone has their own quote-unquote God.
Right, exactly. And everybody translates what God says, I guess, and wants. You know, people seem to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these memes on Facebook, God will be there for you. God wants you to do this. I'm like, how the fuck? What, are you like the spokesperson for God? What is this?
But I think that's just facts.
It's not fact.
Yeah. So you're saying God's not there for you every step of the way?
No, but I mean, no. If it, well, no. It's like I'm thinking of like more involved things, like you know, I don't know, but no, I don't happen to think that God gets involved in people's lives on a daily basis.
I think God is in every single person's lives 24/7.
Well, yeah, but it's not like. There's an interference. Oh, so you think he actually changes things for you as your life goes along?
Yeah.
Really?
Either that or it's predetermined.
Why would God do that with 7 billion people?
Because it's his job.
Yeah. You see, that's the same thing with the parents that you were saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, God is responsible for everyone's faith and everybody's well-being. Like for instance, like if somebody were to wake up today and something tragic happened, then that was written in his stars, and God wrote that for him.
Okay, I look at it differently, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I go back and
like
forth.
Like forks on the road.
Yeah.
And
no, I feel like each decision. Okay, for instance, when you're born, I think God has a plan for you, and he's got a path. When you're taking that path, he probably presents you with different choices,
yeah.
And that's what shapes your future.
Right.
So I don't think he necessarily knows what you're going to decide.
Right.
But I mean,
because that's, I think, what being a human is all about.
Yeah. So like, for instance, God will present two options for you. Like one will be right and one will be wrong. And it's up to you to decide which one to go. And then your life will be written a certain way if you go that way and a certain way if you go that way. But both ways that your life will go are already predetermined. But you have to make those decisions.
Right. And that's exactly how I look at things. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, you realize that you can change the decision. That's up to you.
Right.
But the result, the consequences, you can't do anything about.
Yeah, like those are already predetermined and ready.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, when you stick your finger in the socket, you know?
Right.
I mean, the choice to put your finger in or out
was
is
yours.
But once you put it in, you can't help the consequences.
Right.
So you're just sort of like plugging into something that already exists.
Right.
And that's the consequence.
Right.
Yeah. So it's forks on the road. That's why I believe. So it's free will, but within a framework, you know? It's like free will because you can sort of like choose what you want, but there's only so many things that you can choose.
Right.
Right? Because of the limits of the universe or however it's made. I don't know. Coca-Cola, changing the topic, are looking to move into the cannabis business to make infused drinks, but
they only talk
about the CBD. No, not the THC. So CBD
is a stress relieving one, like for anxiety.
I'm fucking coughing like crazy today. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, the THC is the part that makes you high.
Yeah.
But there's CBD, which is more like the non-psychoactive component that is used like to cure, to treat things.
Yeah, someone like gave me oil before and I just threw it out.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's gross like that, you know?
Yeah, I was like, I'm good with this.
But
a lot of people
drink,
do it.
If they give you a drink, regular drink, and it has it, but you won't get high.
No thanks.
Okay, well,
and Coca-Cola's products, no offense, because I know you love it, are already toxic. So, yeah, let's make our toxic soda mixed with some whatever.
CBD is not toxic. It's like...
But we don't really know what it does.
Extracted from the plant.
And how do we know what type of reaction it's going to have mixed with all those other chemicals?
What chemicals in the drink?
Yeah.
Well, but maybe they wouldn't make the same chemicals as they do in the Coke drink, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just make like juices or something or whatever. You know, sodas.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I've seen actually a couple of stores selling bottles. Now, since marijuana became legal here, some actually regular stores, like a liquor store, will sell you a CBD-infused drink. And I'm like, wow, you know, this used to be in a dispensary. But it's probably because it doesn't get you high.
Right.
They figure, what the hell, you know, if you feel it's going to treat your pain and it does or doesn't, that's up to you, you know. So, but it just goes to show you that a lot of big companies now are looking into.
Well, marijuana is about to be like the new wave.
Yeah.
Like there's so many people on my Instagram and stuff who now have shops where they're growing the leaves and like infusing like making the liquid pens, and it's like they're just about to turn this into like a multi-million dollar business. And it's smart for them to start now, better now than later, because you want to be that one shop that was already doing the shit.
Right, but I don't know what they can do that's not already being done.
Yeah, but it's so popular that it just doesn't even matter.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of competition,
right?
But there's a big market. And by the way, if you wondered how I'm going to do without weed my whole trip, well, I won't have to because...
I'm sure you can find somewhere in Portland to get some
weed.
Well, in
Oregon, it's legal.
Yeah,
like
but I mean, I don't think you can fly with weed.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to get it there.
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if I'm going to go to a destination where I can't smoke.
Yeah, that
Fuck
would
that.
Suck.
Yeah.
Terribly.
You know? Although there's, you know, the law really puzzles me because it's legal, but you can't smoke it anywhere outside your house. So my thing is, what the fuck?
I've definitely smoked weed like outside.
Why can't I like drink in a bar? And
but that's the same thing because you can't leave the bar with the drink.
Okay, but give me a bar for marijuana. They don't have that. In other words,
that would be too much.
In other words, I'm going
where everyone just like goes and smokes weed. The people that work there would be like high as shit.
But that's okay because first of all, it can be open air. Places. I'm telling you, I went to Amsterdam.
Open one.
Amsterdam a couple times.
There you go. There's your next
project. No, but they won't let you. They don't let you smoke. Like even in Denver, in Colorado and stuff where they first started it.
Probably for the best.
Why?
I just feel like that's like, because like even when I'm like at a party and someone's smoking, I feel like the secondhand smoke gets me high.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine if like, okay, you're at a bar and there's 10 of you smoking.
No, but it's a bar for people that want to smoke.
No, I know. I understand that. But imagine 10 people at this bar smoking.
Right.
It's just everyone would just be like way too high.
No.
Yeah, because not only are you smoking what you're smoking, but you're breathing in everybody else's smoke.
It's okay. Look, there's either air conditioning and circulation or it's open door like a cafe.
I don't know.
Something.
You'd have to like really pinpoint this how to sell that. Because like right now, if I was an investor, I'd say no.
Are you out of your mind? Like a bar for people that to buy marijuana? Like it would be if you could go to the dispensary and smoke there. You know how many people would do this? What are you talking about? Amsterdam has been the most famous city in the world for marijuana because that's exactly what they have. You go there, you go into a cafe or a bar, whatever. They call them coffee shops. And
yeah, I did hear that they were called coffee shops.
Right. Then you go in. You choose your marijuana like you do at a dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down, you roll, and you smoke it. And you meet people.
Right.
Just like a bar. Why not?
No thanks.
There's nowhere to fucking smoke anywhere, man. So if I go there, I can't smoke in the hotel. Can't smoke anywhere. And you don't want to drive smoking. So what the fuck do you do? So you go in the parking lot or something, you know, and you fucking do it. And now I realize that they don't sell edibles at recreational marijuana dispensaries, only at medical ones in Oregon. So means I'll have to smoke more.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Oh,
that's
well, it's only a couple of days. You can do it.
Yeah. It's actually 6 days, man.
Yeah. That's why I wish I was going home. It's fucking,
oh, well, you'll get more chances. I mean, whenever you're ready, you can go.
I think like everything happens for a reason.
So yeah.
I'm not supposed to go home right now.
True. True, very true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this is it for today, folks. Time just flew by today, huh?
I know, it is going by so fast. Every day is just going by so fast. It's scaring me.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to have a great guest in the studio.
Oh, yeah?
So we look forward to that. Danny, thank you.
Thanks,
you
are welcome.
Everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.